Chapter 14. The trench is a cleared space, 150 to 200 yards wide, which stretches for 50 miles through what is apparently an impassable jungle. The trees which have been cut down in clearing this passageway have been piled up at either side of the cleared space and laid in parallel rows, forming a barrier of tree trunks, and roots and branches as wide as Broadway, and higher than a man's head. It would take a man some time to pick his way over these barriers, and a horse could no more do it than it could cross a jam of floating logs in a river. Between the fallen trees lies the single track of the military railroad, and on one side of that is the line of forts, and a few feet beyond them a maze of barbed wire. Beyond the barbed wire again is the other barrier of fallen trees and the jungle. In its unfinished state, this is not an insurmountable barricade. Gomez crossed it last November by daylight with 600 men, and with but the loss of 27 killed, and as many wounded. Today it would be more difficult, and in a few months, without the aid of artillery, it will be impossible, except with the sacrifice of a great loss of life. The forts are of three kinds. They are best described as the forts, the blockhouses, and the little forts. A big fort consists of two stories, with a cellar below and a watchtower above. It is made of stone and adobe, and is painted a glaring white. One of these is placed at intervals of every half mile along the trocha, and on a clear day the sentry in the watchtower of each can see three forts on either side. Midway between the big forts, at a distance of a quarter of a mile from each, is a blockhouse of two stories with the upper story of wood, overhanging the lower foundation of mud. These are placed at right angles to the railroad, instead of facing it, as do the forts. Between each blockhouse and each fort are three little forts of mud and planks, surrounded by a ditch. They look something like a farmer's ice house as we see it at home, and they are about as hot inside as the other is cold. They hold five men, and are within hailing distance of one another. Back of them are three rows of stout wooden stakes, with barbed wire stretching from one row to the other, interlacing and crossing and running in, and out above and below, like an intricate cat's cradle of wire. One can judge how closely knit it is by the fact that to every 12 yards of posts there are 450 yards of wire fencing. The forts are most completely equipped in their way, but 12 men in the jungle would find it quite easy to keep 12 men securely imprisoned in one of them for an indefinite length of time. The walls are about 12 feet high, with a cellar below and a vault above the cellar. The roof of the vault forms a platform, around which the four walls rise to the height of a man's shoulder. There are loopholes for rifles in the sides of the vault, and where the platform joins the walls. These latter allow the men in the fort to fire down almost directly upon the head of anyone who comes up close to the wall of the fort, where, without these holes in the floor, it would be impossible to fire on him except by leaning far over the rampart. Above the platform is an iron or zinc roof, supported by iron pillars, and in the center of this is the watchtower. The only approach to the fort is by a movable ladder, which hangs over the side like the gangway of a ship of war, and can be raised by those on the inside by means of a rope suspended over a wheel in the roof. The opening in the wall at the head of the ladder is closed at the time of an attack by an iron platform, to which the ladder leads, and which also can be raised by a pulley. In October of 1897, the Spanish hoped to have calcium lights placed in the watchtowers of the forts with sufficient power to throw a searchlight over a quarter of a mile or to the next blockhouse, and so keep the trocha as well lighted as Broadway from one end to the other. As a further protection against the insurgents, the Spaniards have distributed a number of bombs along the trocha, which they showed with great pride. These are placed at those points along the trocha, where the jungle is less thickly grown, and where the insurgents might be expected to pass. Each bomb is fitted with an explosive cap, to which five or six wires are attached, and staked down on the ground. Anyone stumbling over one of these wires explodes the bomb and throws a charge of broken iron to a distance of 50 feet. How the Spaniards are going to prevent stray cattle and their own soldiers from wandering into these man traps, it is difficult to understand. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.